You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
I'm getting pictures from you guys on my email. Jason Schwartz fired over a picture of him sitting there at the 3rd Street and I-10 standstill because this jackass won't get off the bridge. Evidently, he's moved. But they've closed it all up. You can't go through the bridge downtown, right in the heart of it. Right? I mean, literally the epicenter, the heart of our entire town's movement as far as traffic goes has just been stopped by one guy.
He's moved over to a 6-foot slump block wall.
Right.
I'll jump.
I'm going to break both ankles. Yeah. He's reliant on traffic, and I don't think there's many people, especially Jason, who's driving a big rig down there. That wouldn't say, hey, let him jump. I'll hit him. We'll get this thing moving again. Yeah. I mean, if he wants out, let me help. Quit screwing up traffic. People hate that. It's going to make more problems. You think you're suicidal. Now you got homicidal maniacs on the other side of it. You ever seen road rage? You're making it.
20 minutes ago, Fox 10 Phoenix said that it's reopened.
Is it open again?
The I-10 has reopened 7th Street.
The guy said they just started moving things again. Well, it reopened going eastbound first because they scooted him over.
Reopened at 7th Street westbound.
Put him in the, if you're going to do it.
You're going to jump, westbound.
Try to turn to the middle. Due to a law enforcement matter.
Yeah. They don't like to say that because it makes looky-loos. There's a guy about to jump off a bridge? How tragic. I want to see that.
Are we not supposed to say there are still long delays in the area.
Of course there are. They stopped everything. Now all the surface streets are screwed up. See, and did the guy jump? No.
I guess not.
Didn't even get a show out of it. Well, they wouldn't have reopened it if he's just laying splattered on it. Show's over, folks. He's
road
done.
Kill.
Oh, well. Did you get a note? Yeah, I got his note out of his pocket right before he left. We've got everything we need. We'll scrape him up at about 3:30 when this all calms down.
Should I feel sorry for these people?
The jumper?
I don't know what it is about the suicide guys.
Their
I just
situation
don't care.
Or
no, I care.
I really don't care.
I feel for them until they screw up my day. Then all of a sudden my mood changes because I don't feel like it's a suicide attempt. I feel like it's screaming for attention. I feel for anybody who gets to the point of depressing, like not wanting to live. That's
yeah,
a
depression
terrible
sucks.
Thing.
Yeah, that's a different
thing. But the minute you take it out to public, now you're an idiot. Can we have John as the police megaphone dude? He'll either get him to jump quicker or stop and find another way that doesn't mess with society so much. I would love that. I don't know that they listen.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, police megaphone dude.
I mean, am I not compassionate because I did?
Yes.
Maybe on that particular time, but I think you're compassionate.
No,
sometimes.
He's not. And stop it. That's just stupid. You're just being stupid.
Yeah. I'm an asshole.
Of course you are.
Come on, Eric has compassion.
For what? For this guy?
Not for this guy, but I'm saying for other things.
Oh, is he capable? Yeah, he's human. Yeah, he compassionate as a definition in the top 10 Tinder description?
It's not leading.
It's not on it's not there. Leading. Yeah, I'm not going to say, man, you got to meet my friend Eric. First word comes to mind, compassionate.
Hey, jumper. It's John Holmberg from the Phoenix Police Department. No one cares about your problem, so either get off the bridge or get off the bridge.
Over one way or the other.
What are you talking about, man? Everybody's compassionate.
Okay, hang on. Here's my friend Eric O'Connell to show you how compassionate the city currently feels.
Get the hell off the bridge!
Yeah, he didn't even have a megaphone.
Nobody cared about your problem.
We all got problems, said Phoenix.
You're not special.
Man, that guy's megaphone's clear. I would like to borrow your megaphone, please.
There we go. Hey, you! Yeah, I just, I'm compassionate to a certain extent, and then I'm skeptical what are your motives. Like, I'm not going to be compassionate about somebody who did this, because this is somebody who's
Look at me.
Yeah. But I am compassionate for people who are like, I'm so depressed, I don't want to live anymore. That I don't understand it, so I mean, my compassion is basically a lack of understanding.
You can't relate to it.
I have no relation to it.
If you're diagnosed with some debilitating.
Terrible. Even if you're not,
you're going to die from. Then yeah. I kind of get it, but
don't do that.
Other than that, like
that messes up traffic.
I've talked to people with real depression, and I'm like, I can't. You might as well just be trying to explain algebra to me. I don't get how you feel that way, and I can't. I mean, my compassion is ignorance. I'm compassionate because I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I can basically what I can say is I feel terrible you feel that way. But I have no concept of why. But when you go out and stand on 7th Street Bridge, stop the freeway, and then get off the bridge, you're a dick.
There are so many people on antidepressants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like you can't even imagine how many people are.
That's also part of the problem. Exactly. They don't know how to deal with non-medication.
And I was married to someone on antidepressants. Yeah. And when you wean them off, they have no capability of dealing with anything. Because their body has stopped doing it themselves. It's been a chemical that's done it for them for so long that now they're like, now you handle it. And your body's like, well, we don't know how to do that without the drug. So it gets twice as bad.
John, screw that guy. Is it possible that we can combine some of Phoenix's greatest hits? Where's the freeway sniper when you need him?
Yeah, what happened to
that guy? Don't inconvenience people with your crap.
Two birds, man.
You want to shoot at people?
Yeah.
We've got the thing for you.
Yeah, I got a guy over here. Got a crappy gun that shoots spiral bullets. He just sits over here in the rocks in the I-10, usually shooting at cars, but we've got him for another reason. It's take you out.
Stay put. He's not an accurate shot.
Yeah, he's very bad. Don't move around. Yeah, compassion is not the word I use for somebody who does what this is. This is just a guy who's pissing me off. And maybe he's got problems, but he could have
He's bringing it to the world.
Yeah, now it's my problem.
I mean, you need that cop that's going to go up there and go, hey, man, it's not that bad. You know, come with me.
Sure.
But
people care about you.
Yeah.
Right.
But nobody stuck in that traffic cares about you.
Not at all. And then now you've made homicidal maniacs in traffic.
There's people that care about you. You don't even know. Like Eric over here.
Life is worth living. At least you're not this guy. Here, Eric, talk to him.
That's garbage.
Anyway, it's time for the Brady Report. Brought to you by our friends at Hooters as the freeway is trickling open because this jackass did that. But it's a constant. It's big city living. We got it now. So it's part of our problems. At least you can go to Hooters. And today, you know, we're talking about Wednesday.
Here.
It's Wings Day Wednesday. Yesterday was a big promotion for today. They shut down yesterday, cleaned up everything, and ordered all those wings for you because Wings Day Wednesday is ready to go. And if you need a midweek pick-me-up, well, then head on over there. $9.99, you get chili cheese fries. And 2 14-ounce beers. This isn't the right one, is it? Yeah, they were talking about Wings Day Wednesday, and on Wednesday they're talking about something else.
What is going on?
This is crazy. Anyway, mix and match, Mick Ultra Pure Gold and Modelo Especials, all sorts of deals out there. Chili cheese fries and beers for $9.99 on Wings Day Wednesday, which we were talking about yesterday. I don't understand. I mean, Hooters is great, but get that straight.
Sounds good.
yesterday sounded better when I couldn't get Wings Day Wednesday. Celebrate Juneteenth at Hooters, I'll say. By ordering someone to get you wings. You, get me wings, and I'll pay you a penance.
Take that jumper to Hooters.
Happy Juneteenth. Now go get me something to eat immediately. Brady, please report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world!
Hi.
Couple of Wednesday morning fun facts. Based on the population of the world since humans have existed, there are roughly 15 dead people for every one living person.
Over time.
Yep.
All of time.
Wow.
Remember in the 90s when all those phone numbers you could call for cheaper long distance rates, like 1010, 321?
Brady, I was born in 1995.
Okay, well,
please.
They used to have these promotions. You'd call this number.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. These words were invented way after the 90s.
You get really cheap long distance rates.
Right.
They're still around, but the rates are a lot higher.
You do realize long distance is probably a concept foreign to someone born in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny
talk
how
about it anymore.
Yeah.
Those fees went away, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, because they overcharge you for the phone in the first place. Yeah, now you don't have long distance fees. That used to be a thing you had to pay for. Well, if you want to make calls across the country, that's going to be extra.
Why?
Because the lines and the poles.
Okay.
And then
it has to travel greater distance.
Yeah, it's got a longer way to go, your voice. Anyway.
Garbage.
$3.
More garbage.
Really? A minute.
Yeah, $3 a minute to talk to Grandpa while he's on the deathbed. My grandpa was sick. I remember my dad did this once. I was going to a spring training game. My grandpa had cancer, 1984, March. And he only lived till late April that year, but he was doing better for a little bit. And he's talking to me, And we had to hurry up when the kids talk because we tend to drag on. You know, when you're a dumb kid and you sit on the phone, there's that weird dead silence. What are you doing today?
Going to a spring training game. Going to see the Cubs.
Oh, yeah? You're a Cubs fan still, huh?
Yeah.
And my dad's just sitting there going, all right, all right. It's $3 a minute. Pick it up. Say something. Tell your grandpa you love him. Give me the phone.
Love you, bye.
Here's your stupid sister. Now you talk to him and hurry up. And it was like my grandpa's like last conversation.
Take your turns.
My dad's standing over us going, give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Going.
Give me the phone. Let's go, 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 go. You guys don't know what you're doing. This cost me a fortune.
And you feel great. I reached out to him.
Yeah.
Reach out and touch someone. Bye.
When you get a kidney transplant, in most cases, your old kidneys aren't removed. They just stay in your body.
Wow. Now that is that right?
So you've got what? Three or four?
Move it over.
So it's not really a transplant so much as it is just bypass? Move.
Yeah.
Right.
Or
it's
an implant.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're stacking. You're hoarding kidneys. Good and bad. I just realized that was the last time I talked to my grandpa.
I'm sorry, John.
No, it's okay, but I just remembered that the end of that conversation, I didn't ever talk to him again. Up. And the last thing I told him was something I was told to tell him.
Why don't you tell your dad he's a dick for doing
that? No. Well, he knows, but he saved $3. My grandpa would have wanted it that way.
You should just bring that up out of the blue.
I will. You know,
every
last time
you
I talked to
Dan
grandpa
on the phone, yeah, Dad, we gotta
wrap it up. I don't know. I'm not feeling well, son. I got
to hurry
up.
Minutes.
Let's go because you're all the way out in Cave Creek. That's probably costing us extra.
Reach out and touch someone.
Hey, give me the phone, goddammit. Tell your grandpa you love him. Love you, goodbye. Uncle, love you, goodbye. Bye.
There's a new contest going
on. He loves you.
He loves you, goodbye.
You can really make your dad feel bad by telling
There's
him
There's one
that.
More thing I wanted to tell him.
We all love you. We all love you. Goodbye. I want to talk to the boy again.
What? It's getting hazy. Must be poles and wires. Bye. Yeah, he sped it up.
First pitch.
Yeah, he got to talk to him a bunch after that. That was the last time I talked to my grandpa.
There's a new contest going on. First of its kind. If you really want to up your proposal. Deal, you want something unique. The winner of this contest will get to propose to their significant other on YouPorn.
Oh my God. What do I search?
Whoever wins will get to propose on a video, which will then play on YouPorn for 24 hours straight in front of 20 million users.
Is it pornographic at all?
Not really.
I think that's what they're searching for, though. I don't think they want a Mormon proposal on
Mountaintop. Well, if you're interested. You go to youporn.com/youpropose.
I think what they're looking for is during a money shot, you throw a ring at her face.
You write a one-paragraph essay on why you should be the couple for YouPorn proposal. Hmm. That's how you enter.
An essay. So people running YouPorn have
paragraph.
A department to read your story. It's the exact opposite of pornography. Nobody wants to read. That's why they don't have subtitles in it. I like the ones that do, though. The Russian ones always have subtitles. Do me harder.
People are talking about it online, but it's happening right now. The phenomenon of summer penis.
What?
That's what they're calling it. It's because the summer makes them bigger down below. The theory behind it, some experts have chimed in on it, urologists, sex coaches, and other experts. The heat makes things expand. So since it's hot out, it includes your junk.
We had to include sex coaches.
They say you're
on
more.
My wiener's bigger right now.
That's what they're saying. You're more active in the summer, doing things like hiking and swimming.
Huh.
So it gets the blood pumping. Can make your junk a little bit larger.
All right, Lisa, let's go on a long hike.
When it's warm, the blood vessels in your body are more relaxed.
Yeah.
Testes hang lower when it's hot. And finally, it's all in your imagination.
Oh, so all this is crap. You just said
well, some of it makes sense, and then the other people feel that in the summer, this is when my junk's the biggest.
God, I don't.
The old summer penis.
It would have to be pretty substantially different for me to notice summer winter dick. Winter is coming. You know it. My dick is bigger in better weather. On the wall, we all have very small penises. I don't understand who noticed that first. Somebody with a very small penis worries about, like, weather conditions.
He maybe brought it up, and then someone else, hey, yeah, you know.
We can't have sex until it gets into the high 70s. Otherwise, I'm just purely embarrassed. I mean, cold water makes it shrink, but the boners are the same.
How often would you be looking at the weather forecast?
Every day. We can't go up north for the summer vacation.
Things are looking good this
weekend. I want to go to Flagstaff. Oh, God, no. Are you crazy? I'm practically a girl in Flagstaff.
Not going there.
No.
Mickey Polk lives in Ardmore, Alabama. He has a roommate, Ronnie Reynolds. And on Monday morning, the cops got a warrant to search their apartment for drugs. They hit jackpot. The guys had meth, some other drug paraphernalia, ammunition, and body armor. The strangest thing they found was Mickey's attack squirrel. He had a pet squirrel that he would feed meth.
Oh, man. That's like Hitler used to do to his machine.
And that was his theory. So they kept him aggressive. So the Alabama Game and Fish Division told the deputies to release it into the wild and let it wean itself off naturally. There's no rehab for this.
Wow.
Attack None? Squirrel. What's going to happen? It's going to attack other. Anyway, here are the two dudes.
No rehab.
Here are the two flatmates.
Wean off on itself.
In Alabama. They got busted. The attack squirrel belongs to the guy with the tattoos on the neck.
It's Angry Me and Jim Brewer.
Yeah.
and our attack squirrel.
Guy in Lincoln, Nebraska, the cops got a call around 8 p.m. because this guy was on his way to Arby's. David Hefner's his name. And as he was walking towards Arby's, he began pleasuring himself along the way because I guess the beef and cheddar and curly fries was getting him excited.
Right. I have to do a timeout and let you know that all my texts are now men. Everybody's hyper-focused on this cold weather penis thing. Ben just texts me and says, damn it, Brady, that explains it. I ski all winter long. It takes me months to thaw. There isn't a single guy who isn't talking right now about like whether or not their penises are a little bigger. Maybe it is. I think you just caused most of Phoenix to measure.
Well, we get it.
It's like I'm an inch.
We get it more often because of our weather, you know, it gets a little chilly.
Sure. I'm an inch longer today. I know it. I leaned it up against the phone.
You can tell.
Well, yeah, because the phone is 6 inches. If you got an iPhone, if you got the 8S, it's 6 1/4. I've done that.
So the
that's a really good way, by the way, to measure if your penis is average or not. If you just measure your phone from tip to end, mine's right at about 6 inches long, and then get a boner and place your phone on top of your boner, and if you stick out a little bit on the top, you're above average. It's euphoric to see the tip of your wiener coming out from behind that phone. It's the best feeling.
Hooray!
The best feeling I've ever had. I'm like, hooray! I'm not one of the smalls. Sure, it's not overly impressive, but there it is, like a little sunrise. Little guy just creeping over the top. Look at him go.
Hey, buddy.
That's hey, little ridge. Friend. I'm not even pushing down all the way in the base to move some of the fat away.
Like, how much do we need, like...
You're talking about mine?
Anybody. How much do you need to show over the phone?
It's all relative.
I guess you're right.
If you show over the phone, you're already almost 6 1/4. You're not going to disappoint people with that. I was very pleased and assumed another 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch, which put me in like this stratosphere.
Oh, you're touching of, seven,
I'm
John.
Like a Netherlands guy.
You're Nederlander.
Nederland and Dutch. I thought for a little while that I would show people this, but it doesn't go over very well. Look at my phone and my penis. Stop it. I'm going to call the police.
So the cops in Lincoln, Nebraska arrested David inside the Arby's for public indecency. But they got another phone call because there's another guy with a throbbing weapon in his pants. Mm. Kelly Savage walked into a McDonald's with an 18-inch machete.
Whoops.
Throbbing machete?
Throbbing weapon. He was hiding in his pants. Someone called the cops. His excuse was he got a new job as a lumberjack. It's like you still can't bring it in to McDonald's.
Yeah, I don't care what you're, you know, I'm an electrician. I can't bring all my tools in. I work with snakes. I just want a quarter pounder. Well, you got to take those back out in the truck, sir. You don't understand. It's my job. Somebody said, Brady, how did you miss it? The penis story usually would make you uncomfortable enough to bring out a summer sausage joke. I told it for you. How did summer sausage not fall out of Brady's mouth? Thank you, Chris. You're right.
Got yourself a summer sausage. Num, num, num.
They're smaller, the summer sausages.
Are they? I don't even know what a summer sausage is. I didn't ask you. Nice hard I just salami. Said, I don't know what it is. I didn't say, please tell me.
What's the opposite of summer sausage?
Winter sausage.
Yeah.
Is it that simple?
And fall sausage.
Well, no, that's the opposite of spring sausage.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a circle. I'll show you on a dry erase board later.
Thank you. We'll have to the flow charts.
It's not linear, like most people think.
This is a little follow-up story. You'll remember it after I go down. Della Jaria Brookins was arrested last June because she stole 5 luxury watches from a guy that she hooked up with, went back to his hotel room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She hid them in her vagina.
That's right.
They didn't find him until they searched her.
Until the alarms went off.
Yeah, so she was arrested for lifting the watches from the guy and prostitution.
And ruining watches.
The court records do not explain the explanation, but they dropped all charges.
I need to hear
She's
that.
She's free to go.
Do not explain the explanation.
Well, she was in court, and they basically said it's not going. We're dropping the case.
They didn't explain anything.
Yeah.
Okay. That got really circular. I did not water the water, although the water was wet. We'll be right back.
Yeah, she's free to go. Della Jaria is on.
So it's legal.
On the road again.
What she did was legal.
$125,000 in watches.
Man, oh man, this started good. Now it just got hard.
In Donahue, Iowa, the number 2 dairy farm in the country, the Cinnamon Ridge Farms. The guy that owns it, John Maxwell, says it sounds a little cannibalistic, but it's not. They make the milk sweeter by feeding the cows powdered coffee creamer.
Oh, that's
good.
Mix
it with and it makes the milk sweeter, and they produce more because of the sugar in it.
Won't cost
which
cancer.
I didn't know.
So can't just feed
that
them sugar?
The sugar does not go into the milk. It energizes the cows to produce more milk.
Yeah.
And he goes, the creamer is actually better for us. It's cheaper because they used to use powdered chocolate to the cows.
You're a little too excited about this story.
Yeah, you're doing stroke talk again where there's like one-word pause, one-word pause, one-word pause.
They used powdered chocolate.
What?
Where's the defibrillator?
What are you talking about? The milk goes in the cow. The milk goes. I thought milks were already in
What am
cows.
I talking about?
No, that's what I said.
The milk, the cows get fed coffee creamer.
Right.
The powdered coffee creamer, and it makes the milk sweeter.
Makes
than the
milk creamer. No?
Sweeter.
Oh, I see. So I thought it replaced dairy. How do we get low-fat milk out of cows? That's the question.
You can still get it out of that, even if they're
creamer?
Drinking.
Each udder is different. One is hazelnut.
Yeah.
That's the next step. They're
the
trying to flavor
the chocolate
udders.
Come from? Yeah.
Designer cow udders.
They flavor that after they get the milk.
Yeah. So you can't just pour sugar all over the cow?
Yeah.
Inside out, whatever, and it would just sweeten the milk?
A lot more expensive.
Oh.
Than coffee creamer?
Yeah, coffee creamer is like $3 a bottle.
You mean just feed it regular powdered sugar? I think the
Or sugar.
Granulated sugar, more expensive, I believe.
Than coffee creamer seems.
Yeah, because it's not pure sugar. There's other stuff
in
the
creamer.
You just
grow sugar. You just put the cows out in the sugar cane farm.
I question how many other things they went through before they landed
right.
on coffee
how many
creamer.
How many cows had to eat like Laffy Taffy and. Man, don't do that again.
That's a good question because he probably was. He's looking at what they're feeding them at the time was getting pretty expensive.
Sir, the sweet tarts experiment's gone horribly wrong. The cows are all clogged up and chewing. They're constantly
and
chewing.
Is sour.
God damn it, get the sweet tarts away from the cattle. Try Twix. Coffee creamer, sir. It's working. Good. Finally. Boring-ass cow milk can change. I'm a genius. Now squirt this in my coffee. Oh, yes. That's better. Sweeter cow milk. That's what we've been shooting for. We haven't got that on the shelves of our grocery stores where we've changed dairy to be whatever we want it. We need it coming right out of the cow.
I heard sometimes they buy the off goods of candy, like Skittles, and put it in cows? The feed.
Oh, they do? They put Skittles in cow feed?
Yeah.
To make their milk better?
Meat. Make
Where do
meat
you hear
sweet?
These stories?
Yeah, again, his internet's different. Big news in cow world. Taste the rainbow in your steak. Cows love Skittles and we love cows. It's a great combo. Is that real or did you make that up?
No, someone was talking about
it. Who?
Wikipedia?
A comedian.
This is not a...
Yeah, it was.
Probably feed real. Feed cows Skittles.
Who is the comedian that told you that?
It's an opener.
Oh. An opening act?
He was talking about how a highway was shut down because it was a truck full of off-good Skittles.
What does that mean?
Means it was Skittles that didn't pass the inspection, and they have a lot of them.
Very strict.
Snopes says?
Yeah, farmers feed Skittles to cows. Not the good ones, though. The square ones.
Too expensive.
You're weird.
Passengers on United Airlines flight from Venice to Newark.
Go on.
We're traveling on a plane, John.
Yeah, I get it.
And they had to endure the entire flight. One of the bags on the overhead leaked and ants came pouring out. So the flight had ants crawling all over.
Ugh.
Pouring and ants shouldn't be in the same sense.
Right. So somebody's moving their ant farm or something?
Just said it spilled out of an overhead bag. Ugh. The situation quickly spiraled and the insects spread all over the plane.
Ugh.
Forget snakes on a plane.
On like a 7-hour flight, too.
Yeah.
Ugh.
To jump back a second.
Mm-hmm.
Feeding candy to cows has become a more popular practice in tandem with the rising price of corn, which has doubled since 2009. Fueled by government subsidies for demand for ethanol, the price of corn has gone sky high. While corn goes for about $315 a ton, ice cream sprinkles can be had for as little as $160 a ton.
Jimmy's!
Half price.
Cows are going to kill themselves. We're making them diabetic so they taste better. They're not going to live to have diabetes.
Yeah,
Don't worry about it. You'll never get it. We're going to start eating Indians if that's the case. I love sprinkles and Jimmy's. I bet he tastes great.
Jade Stanley started a Sex Doll Official. It's a company that builds custom sex dolls. And she has a new one out it's a bereavement doll. You can design the doll to look like your
dead person.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Your spouse had passed away and
so
you can still keep. She gave
an
example.
Texas, I can't remember. I think it's called a cuddle buddy. A bunch of people texted us that said, should we get one of these for John? They make a stuffed animal of your dead dog.
Oh yeah.
People were wanting to
people
send
have done that,
to
for
you.
Years.
Yeah.
This is weirder because this is a you're a sex doll, so
they clone it.
What?
Yeah, sex dolls to help the bereaved.
It'll run you between $4,000 and $6,000.
So they just basically send you a
sibian,
so you can still mount your dead
wife. Get your measurements.
Or husband.
But your aunt would have done that, maybe, right?
No, just that day.
Just that day. She wouldn't have kept it.
Just felt his wiener while he was dead on the thing. It was awkward for all of us, but we'd never seen him do it when they were alive.
Oh.
So now that he's gone and in front of us, she was like, I'll never get this again. I'm like, oh, my God. Well, she's got to say goodbye to all of it.
Just one piece at a time.
Wait for us to leave, please.
West Tromso, or Tromso, is an island in Norway. It's north
also
of
an IKEA furniture.
It's Tromso.
It's north of the Arctic Circle. The sun doesn't set from May 18th through July 26th.
It's my birthday.
69 days of summer.
All right. Giggity.
And then through November to January, It's dark the whole time. So they want to make it a time-free zone.
There's no time?
They're basically saying that not holding anything. You know, yeah.
There can't be a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So but, they can do whatever the hell they want.
Until my birthday, they have huge wieners. And then...
Population, 300.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
No time for
do whatever you want. You're not running anything on the planet right now.
We don't care about you.
No one's ever said, what is Tom so thinking?
I care about that guy in the bridge more.
You know what has never happened?
You do?
Yeah, I think so.
I have no compassion or feelings at all for the people of Tomso.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They probably put this. They probably put this PR.
Tromso.
Whatever. They probably put this PR release out in like 1988, and people are like, what's this? What's Tromso?
We finally got it.
Oh, look, the people of Tromso, if they're still alive, no one's looked, don't want time anymore. Well, they've got it.
Yeah, whatever the hell you want, man.
You could say that you're on a 72-hour-a-day clock up there in Tromso. No one's ever heard of you. We don't even know what you are. They've got roads and everything. How did that happen?
Brian Adams sang about them.
Huh?
Summer of 69.
No, I get it.
He's talking about Tromso.
Just stop. 69.
What, do they have to ask the world if they can do this or something? What?
Guys,
they're announcing it to the world.
Oh, they're just saying, we're doing this.
You just hear that mic turn on.
Guys, it's Tromso.
Who?
Hello.
Hey, we're thinking about not having time. Who are you? Tromso.
Yeah, knock yourself out.
Yeah, we were up here thinking in the dark for 6 months, and we said, why do we even have time? Where are you? Where are you calling us from?
It's an island.
Tromso. We, like 290 more of me. Do whatever you want. What the hell was that?
How does that work? When do you want to meet? I don't care.
I say we
whenever.
We nuke these time bandits immediately.
They're all little midgets?
Yes. Well, we don't know. We've never seen them.
Tariff.
Little do we know that Tromso's been to the moon like 9 times. They're brilliant.
If we eliminate time, we live to be 1,000. Parsecs.
Well, that's time in its own right.
Ah, yes, but it's linear.
No one knows what you're saying, Tromso. It looks like they've got like a thriving downtown Tromso.
Yeah.
It's a big building.
Big Clarion Hotel.
Evidently, cruise ships stop in Tromso, according to the map.
Party town.
Well, you know why?
No time.
What about the boat? What about that cruise ship when it lands in Tromso?
It arrives when it arrives.
Yeah, you got 8 hours to get back on the boat.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know. How's that going to work? This place is where time doesn't happen. I'll get on this boat when I'm goddamn good and ready.
Sorry, we're waiting for Mr. Holmberg.
Tromso looks spectacular.
Hey, dude, you're on the clock.
It's like Vegas. It's like Vegas.
Yeah, there's no clocks, nothing.
Welcome to Tromso.
I have reservations for now.
You do?
They've got a football field and a soccer stadium. There's more than 300 people in wherever you're looking. That's not Tromso. You're in a different spot.
No, this is Tromso.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a full soccer stadium.
Yeah, Tromso right there.
It's a stadium that holds 1,000 people at least.
Fishing and tourism are the main industries.
You're in the wrong spot.
Island with a population of a little more than 300 people.
Click on that stadium logo real quick. That's not Tromso. They wouldn't build that stadium. There's only 300 Prime people on the stadium. Whole island.
Those Euros love soccer.
Tromso, Norway.
That's Norway.
Out of Heim Stadium.
Tromso Island, not the city
this
of
Tromso.
This
is an island. That's the island. Right there, that's the whole island.
There's more than 300 people on that.
Well, you've got people that come across the bridge, John. Look at all these neighboring communities.
A lot of driving through. Driving. Nobody stays because they don't
huge
they don't
commuter
like the time thing.
Yeah.
Next to the mountain.
Next to that big beastly thing. Well, I've got to go. Well, look at the Tromso. They're probably all boring and they're tired of people looking at their watches. I got to go. If we just eliminate time. Oh, I hate your accent. Anyway, I got to go home and shoot the cat.
You made him like kind of Chinese.
I don't have no accent. We are Tromso.
What? I've never heard of you people.
Oh, all right.
North of the Arctic Circle, between China and Norway.
We're a mix.
You guys came out of nowhere.
Nuke them. I can end this discussion in 5 seconds, and they won't even understand that.
They have a soccer stadium that holds 1,000 people. There's 300 people in the whole place. They're done.
Planning for the future, John.
How does their soccer game work? It never ends. There's no clock.
It's been about 3 years. But when England did the online poll to name their new scientific research ship.
Bodie McBoatface?
Correct.
Yeah, Bodie
but they
won.
Said they didn't, it won, crushed everybody, but they ended up naming it the RSS Sir David Attenborough.
But they did name something Bodie McBoatface.
They did. It's a self-autonomous sub. And Bodie McBoatface completed its first mission about 2 years ago. Now the findings have been published, and it turns out Bodie made a pretty major discovery about deep sea turbulence the first time out. They found that the turbulence under the sea, the result of cold water, is mixing with warm water and causing ocean temperatures to rise, which contributes to the rising sea levels. Researchers say it's a major discovery. Wouldn't have happened without Bodie McBoatface.
It's huge. Toledo and I were both baffled by self-autonomy, which evidently is a thing, but it gets very deep. It should not be confused with personal autonomy, but self-autonomy is not masturbating with both hands.
It's That's not. Like where my heart is and my liver and all that, right?
Self-autonomy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's anatomy. But don't.
Shh.
Don't confuse it. Just go with it. Did you hear about that place that has no time?
I was born in 95.
I understand them because I have
West
no time.
West Tromso?
I have no time for you.
There's
Jesus.
Some.
How long? We got to go.
Okay.
you're done.
Yeah. Your 40th story.
We'll end it with a radio video.
There's no editing.
Yeah. Well, he's in Tromso time.
Yeah. When the credits roll, it says editors, it's just blank.
I got commercials.
Huge.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
I'm going to tell all the clients, I don't understand. We'll run them when we want. We're on Tromso time. Well, you said a 7 o'clock hour. I don't know what you're saying. I was born in 95.
The quick radio video is Mr. Mayo. They're naming this guy that because a guy's sitting with a big jug of mayo at a baseball game eating it.
Oh, God. Are you sure it's not Fluffer Nutter?
What?
No, that is a giant he's gigantic, too. He's taking up three seats in front of him.
I love the girl staring down at that jug. She's gonna
There are two black people sitting in this shot that are ridiculously disgusted by that. That is the whitest thing you can do.
Ugh.
That is the repellent.
You could take mayo in there like that?
Evidently.
Big jar of mayo? I don't think that's allowed. He stole that from the back.
That is the most white supremacist move ever because you will never have a black person approach you if you've got a jug of mayonnaise and you're eating it.
Is he like a 7-footer? Look, his legs
huge.
Are going over the other aisle.
He is gigantic. He doesn't look like he's sitting in a I am the Tromso. We eat buckets of mayonnaise. We're et vita. What time does the game start? Don't know.
I would tell you to be there, but
I don't know,
don't know how.
We are having dinner. Whenever.
It'd be kind of cool, though, because you can wander into places and see what's happening.
It's dinner time for me.
I'm sorry we're not on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Does that work?
And you could call at any time of the day, and no one could ever say, you woke me. Do you know what time it is?
It's true. There's benefits.
There are.
You don't have to worry about clocking out.
Yeah, how many hours a week do you work?
Everybody's salary.
I work.
I just
work
go.
When you
I
wanna.
Show up
work.
And I leave when I feel like I've done enough, which is like being at Hubbard Sales.
Shot the goal.
That's right. Door window problems. That's when you know it's time to clock out, when you smash into your door frame.
That was in the morning.
It was like 11:30.
That's their version of hitting the wall. I'm done.
Yeah,
I've just hit the
literally.
Wall.
Layla takes that literally.
My God, it's time to go. Door window. Anyway, bye.
And then she crawled in the trunk of her car and tried to go home.
Did you get reprimanded yesterday?
I was going to say, because I saw Susie and Tripp talking about something, and I thought it was about you.
What happened?
You walked by the office, and you heard this, hubba 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 hubba, them talking to each other.
No, they use words.
That's not what I hear.
No,
you don't hear anything.
Exactly. It's because you need to go to the audiologist again. I think you've got an ear tapeworm. If that's a thing, I think you've got
it.
Habra, 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 habra.
Ooh, business meeting.
Big. He's still missing the hearing aid, right?
Oh, he's missing a lot. I hope that habra, habra thing's not me.
And then she said, I better make a call. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop.
That's right. Go lay down for 5 minutes. I think it It's too hot outside.
That's why we have the couch in the
studio. That's exactly right. For Brady's episode.
Marcus, you're going to have to move.
Yeah, you're going to move, Marcus. Brady needs that a lot. I need a psychiatrist and an exorcist. I need a young priest and an old priest. There you go. That's your Brady report. We're going to put him down now. The eulogy coming up next. It's 98.
It's out of control now.
98. KU.